What I'm going to be talking about is, my name is Ernie. I'm the project manager for LAMPS, blah, 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 blah. And today on this presentation, what we're going to be talking about is basically the integration or the closer integration that we have now with LAMPS and Moodle. And this is quite significant work in terms of some of the technology aspects that this actually brings into the field of learned design. As you might actually have heard, one of the main issues of learned design, and I think Tom was actually talking about that before, is the aspect of learned design as an issue with services, or a lack of, or a big blank, as Tom called it, in the aspect of learned design as a specification that talks about services and service instantiations and things of that sort. So they left that bit to very much in the open. And this work that we've been actually doing now as part of integration of some of the Moodle tools within LAMPS that actually brings an alternative to actually to that. So what I'm going to show you is basically how this works in practice. I have no PowerPoint presentation, so I just wanted to do it like really sort of live on how this works. And this is just another sort of the latest Moodle instance. This is Moodle 1.9.5, I think that's the latest. And on this one, is, as you can see, is a plain vanilla Moodle that now is integrated with LAMPS. And as you might actually know, the way that LAMPS is integrated within Moodle is just yet another activity of, or another set of activities within LAMPS. So in Moodle, you have a set of assignments and then chats, choices, database, forum, glossaries, blah, 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 blah. And one of the activities that you also have is a LAMPS activity. So once that you create a LAMPS activity, what you get is basically you get to this screen where you can actually enter sort of information about sort of the lesson or the LAMPS lesson that you're about to create, and then a link for the students to actually see this lesson. And if you have teacher rights within this course, it would actually put the links to monitor this lesson as well as open author or add a new lesson within this block. Yeah. So that is basically the traditional traditional integration that we have actually done, and this integration has been going on for about sort of four years as of now. Now, one of the things that once that we created the integration with Moodle, the first thing that people ask, the Moodle people ask, is like, okay, yeah, it's great. You know, we love the concept of creating sequences of learning activities, but what we would like to do is use the Moodle activities because of the tools that we are used to, and then we know how they work. So for a while, we were actually thinking of, okay, how can we actually not only use the LAMPS activities, but then also bring all the Moodle activities into LAMPS and make them behave like if they would be a LAMPS activities, yeah? And that would be not only make them work like, say, for instance, if I grab, a notice board to introduce a particular lesson, and then I want to do, for instance, a Q&A, yeah? But before I do this Q&A, I want to sort of group my people, group my class in sort of several groups, yeah? And I can actually say, okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to create groups at random, and I'm going to create, say, four groups, yeah? And then when I connect these two activities, I can actually say that this Q&A now is going to be grouped, yeah? So that's one of the things that LAMPS actually allows you to do, and it's fairly straightforward. And what that means specifically is that when the students actually get to the grouping activity, they're going to be split in four groups in random order. But then when they get to a Q&A activity, what's going to happen is that there's going to be four instances of Q&A, one for each group, yeah? And people from each for each group only see... So the teacher sees all the groups, but effectively the kids only see the answers for the groups that they are in. So another thing that we could actually do in LAMPS is that we could actually specify, say for instance in a multiple choice, we could actually specify an output of a multiple choice to create something like a branching activity. Yeah. So this is basically the how LAMPS actually does a bit of the adaptive learning in a way. You can actually create branches of activities or sequences of activities for people to do according to how you want them to sort of different learning paths in a way, yeah? And of course, you can actually have like, you know, sequences that of branches that have no activities within them, or activities that branches that just finish within the same thing, yeah? So in the way that I can actually do these branching bits is that I can actually say, okay, now I can actually get an output from a previous activity, And based on the output of this activity, I can map these students to a particular branch. That's something that we can actually do fairly simple in LAMMPS, and I'm not talking anything new here. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to actually include the Moodle activities and make them behave just like LAMMPS activities or how LAMMPS activities would work. So in this case, if I could actually bring a Moodle activity into LAMMPS, what that would do is whenever I double-click on it, instead of actually just seeing the LAMMPS activity or a proxy to a Moodle activity, what I would actually get to see is, bang, exact same form that you use to create your Moodle activity. And that is basically very important for people that use Moodle and are acquainted to Moodle tools. They want to use the tool as they know it. So in this case, I can actually create an instance of Moodle, of the Moodle forum, and again, I can actually create the discussions here and start actually creating the threads and all that. And as you can see, this is Moodle stuff, yeah? This is not a proxy to a Moodle tool, it's basically Moodle stuff. And then I can go back to LAMMPS, and then now, instead of actually using outputs from this Moodle activity, I can actually say that this forum tool that I created here, I can have this Moodle tool behaving just like LAMMPS tools would behave. So in this case, I can actually say that this Moodle forum would actually use the groups that I have set up before. So LAMMPS automatically at runtime, what it's going to do is going to create four Moodle activities, and they would all work in parallel. Yeah. So in this case, the way that this would work, and let me just link this to and set this forum to be a teacher forum. So in this case, say for instance, I have a sequence here, and then once that I save my sequence, what I can do is if I preview the sequence as how students would actually see it, what you would actually see is that I get my LAMMPS activities at the beginning, but then when I get to the Moodle activity, what I'm going to have is a running instance of the Moodle forum that is specifically for my group. So in this case, I can actually go here, blah, blah. Then we pass the Q&A. And then once that I get to the next activity, I'm actually going to Moodle, yeah? I'm actually doing Moodle stuff. And one of the things that we add to Moodle is Moodle has, until the current version, Moodle doesn't have the concept of state, yeah? Once you do a Moodle activity, there's no a completion state, yeah? So one of the things that we had to integrate is this little thing here in the top that basically says, okay, are you done with the Moodle forum? And if you are, basically, you just go next, and then you go to the next activity, yeah? So in this case, what we have actually done is integrated Moodle activities within LAMMPS. But not only that, we also bring all the other characteristics of LAMMPS activities to Moodle activities. And now we can do very complex sequences of activities using activities from LAMMPS and also Moodle. So for instance, one of the things that you can actually do in a common LAMMPS activity, you can actually specify that instead of actually having the branching, you can actually specify that you want to do a branching based on the output of a Moodle forum. Yeah. Now, Moodle as a concept as such, it doesn't have outputs. But what we did is with a few lines of code in Moodle, we managed to create that based on a Moodle forum, what we can do is basically get the number of posts that a particular person has actually done within that Moodle forum, and then do branching based on that. Yeah. So if that's the case, we can actually specify conditions in the way that says, okay, if the guy actually has posted more than, say, this is not going to be significant, but, say if a person has actually posted more than 6, and of course we can actually name our condition. Yeah, we create one of these, and then we can actually say that if it actually has between 2 and say 5, say 3 and 5, and we call this 3 to 5. Yeah, and then say where we do 3 2.
Because 5.
No, it will be fine because it's inclusive, right? So it's in this case we can do 2, and that would actually cover all the ranges. -2 or equal to, yeah. So in that case, I can now, once that I create my conditions, I can map my conditions to the branches. Yeah. So as you can see here, is that the work that we've been doing with Moodle is we brought all the tools, or all the available tools, or a bunch of them actually, like assignment, chat, choice, forum, glossary, lesson, quiz, wiki, and I think SCORM is not here, but SCORM also as well. And the idea of this one is that you can create very complex sequences of activities using a combination of tools, yeah? Not only just the LAMS tools, but also the other things. So integrating LAMS and Moodle together now also brings the whole aspects of workflow to all Moodle activities. And another thing that you can do, or one of the powerful things that you can do in LAMS, is that you can actually save a sequence, but then also export it, yeah? So in the way that we actually have done, or the way that actually you have integrated Moodle into LAMS, is that it would also export all the information about the forum as well, in this case, the Moodle forum, as you configure it in Moodle, and then you would be able to send it to someone that actually has LAMS and Moodle integrated, and they would be able to use it directly into their course, yeah? So this adds a whole bunch of new things into Moodle, for free almost, in a way. So if I go back to my course page, now I can actually create a lesson that integrates my LAMS and Moodle together. Yeah, like this lesson actually integrates my LAMS activities and my Moodle activities. And I'm pretty sure that, Ralph, you're going to ask me, okay, so when you create a new forum in Moodle, yeah, that Moodle forum is linked to a course. But what we have actually done is we actually hide it from the course, because you want the students to actually get to that forum whenever you want them, and you don't want them to jump before ahead and all that sort of thing. So effectively, we have actually done about, I think in total, so it's four lines of code that we have actually changed in Moodle Core, four lines of code to actually hide these things here. And then for each of the tools, I think there's about an average of 80 lines of additional code and you know, modifications. So these are changes that now basically we bring a lot of new things into Moodle and the whole concept of workflow within Moodle, which is something that I think they're already sort of starting to work initially with conditioning in Moodle 2.0. And the good thing is that we have a big, the state where Sydney is part of, which is New South Wales, that all the schools, well, all the rural schools in Australia are going to be using Moodle and LAMS together. And what they want is basically to be able to do sequencing for Moodle activities as well. So they're going to start creating sort of sequences that contain the two. And then the state, like the educational department, is going to create these Moodle activities, like sequences of Moodle activities, LAMS and Moodle activities, I would imagine. And then they're going to put them available for people to use in different courses and stuff for their own courses. So in this case, the way that it looks is that you go to a Moodle activity, and I think this is the one that we created, and the kids would be able to see the combination of the two, right? I mean, this is basically, I'm playing this as if I would be yeah, so in here I can actually just add a new topic. And I can't remember what's the condition, whether I put the number of words or the number of and another thing that you would be able to see is that we've removed changing only one line of code, we've removed all the sort of other links to the Moodle course. Yeah? So this is independent. It works independent from the rest of the Moodle course. Now, it lives within the Moodle course that you're actually instantiating this thing, but it's not linked to, so you don't get to go to other places and stuff. Yeah, it's a frame that basically just brings the look. I mean, if we have a look at this frame info. Hold on, it's in this page. Yeah. So if you have a look at this info, this is basically the view.php page that Moodle loads every time you do this thing. But the thing in this one is this is that this instance of the thing, it has been created for being only run within LAMPS. And if it does create within LAMPS, it basically skips all the headers and all the other things that Moodle lectures and just brings the center of the Moodle. And that is, you know, I have to say, Moodle is the way that Moodle's architecture is brilliant. It's really, really well done. So effectively, for instance, in Moodle you want to change or just extract bits that you're interested in. You just need to go for the bit that you want. Yeah. So effectively, in that sense, the way that its architecture allows us to do all these type of things without having to overcomplicate ourselves. And the more, and Ralph, I think you were mentioning today, there's a lot of things that you can actually, that Moodle had like embedded sort of styling within sort of the pages and stuff. I think they're now doing a lot better in that sense to decoupling the styling and the PHP code in it. So as you can see, now I can actually go to the next activity and the output of whatever I put in the forum, I would actually go to the activity that I was actually sent to. Yeah. So now I'm actually using outputs from Moodle activities into branches or creating branches based on that. Yeah. And not only that, there's also, from the monitoring point of view, LAMPS actually does exactly the same thing or treats the Moodle activities just as if there would be LAMPS activities. And so as you can actually see here, this would be a Moodle activity, and whenever I click on it, what you would actually see is that for each of the... Another thing that we did, as you can see here, is that we grouped the Moodle forum. Yeah. So effectively, the group or the instance of the group that has an instance of Moodle is basically this one. So if I click on this one, what I would actually see is, as a teacher, I get to see what's with this forum. Yeah, so I can actually change the forum here and do everything that I need to do because my role is as a teacher. The reason that this is possible is because about a year ago we started working on something that we call the sort of the tool contract. I think we call it LAMPS tool contract. That basically allows you to sort of bring tools into LAMPS and then create some sort of adapters to these tools. Yeah. So there you are. So all we got to do is basically create a wrapper within LAMPS that basically wraps a Moodle tool that is external to it. Yeah. And already the integration takes care of everything that from the single sign-on to account creations to course creation and blah 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 blah. And the tool adapter just brings LAMPS tools into LAMPS as if they would be native LAMPS tools and makes them behave like, you know, whenever you export the content, go get the export from the thing. And there is, if you want to sort of have a look about sort of what are the changes that we've done, there's only about, okay, so it's probably about not more than 10 tasks that we did to actually create these integrations. And this is the example that we did in the forum. And you can actually see here, for instance, this is the Moodle core, yeah, modifications to Moodle. And you can actually see the files that we actually have changed and the little changes that we actually done to those files, yeah? So effectively, on this case, for instance, it's just to, let's see. Instead of actually having a modforum.php, now we have an extension that is just basically leaves the modforum as it is. So one of the things that we were actually really keen into not do is try to modify the least code that we had in Moodle and just create sort of, for instance, extensions of what they already had. Yeah. So you would actually see that on changes on the Moodle forum, for instance, what we did is we created code that extended the libraries that they already have, but we didn't touch the original library. The original library stays as it is, and we just actually extend it in a way. And that is basically to make it easier for them to maintain their own code, and also for us to basically, every time they release a new version, also just do our sort of patches on top of that without having to modify their own code. So yeah, that's pretty much it. And we have actually done this with Moodle, but now basically these tool adapters are pretty interesting pieces of software because now a lot of the new tools that we're actually creating or embedding into LAMPS are tools that are not necessarily part of another LMS, but also things that live in the cloud. Yeah, like for instance, I think James was actually talking about this morning about this pixel art tool, and I don't know how many of you have actually seen it. And this is basically an application that just works as a flex application that is basically Photoshop for web. Right? So from here you can actually upload an image, and then from here, say that, and you basically draw something, and then once you finish, it basically sends you the file. So it's an application that just lives on the web. What we create is a wrapper that makes this tool to behave as if it in an educational context, where it allows the teacher. It would allow the teacher to do interesting things like, you know, okay, here's a picture that I want my students to modify, and then get the students to actually modify this picture and then share this picture with each other. And then the kids actually can vote on each other's pictures and all that sort of thing. So you're bringing a tool that is basically has no educational, no pedagogical value at all, but what you're doing is building all the wrap around it that basically gives you or can give you some sort of added value to it. So that is something that the tool wrappers not only allow you to fix all the technical bits, but also allow you to bring tools that are basically just random things and then give them some sort of educational context, if you like, allow you to create some sort of educational context around them. Okay? So let me just probably...
What other information you are giving back to the Moodle Gradebook? If there's a lens quiz or another activity that is graded, are you giving a sum of the grades to the book or to the grade book?
That is an excellent question. What we have done is on the activities that you bring from Moodle, they would actually create their own information back in the Moodle grade book. Yeah. From LAMS activities, we have actually created the hooks for Moodle to actually go and get the information from those activities. That is LAMS activities that are working within the context of Moodle. Now Moodle can actually go and get, there's an API that we created that basically goes and gets the information, for instance, from a multiple choice or an assessment, a LAMS assessment tool. You can actually go and fetch the information and bring it into the Moodle gradebook. But that is something that we created the thing, but we haven't actually created the hook. The hooks are there, but basically not the connection from Moodle. So Moodle is not yet, we haven't actually created a bit in Moodle that basically goes and gets information about LAMS activities, about activities that you're using in LAMS. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. So, sorry, that's why I asked you, because I'm pretty sure that I confused more. Okay, so say for instance what we have is this Moodle, is this what we have is this multiple choice that it's a LAMS activity. Yeah? So effectively, say for instance, this would be within a sequence that I created in Moodle. At one stage, what I want to do is send the output, like, you know, whatever the student actually got in that multiple choice to the Moodle gradebook, because that's where the teacher is seeing the whole show. Yeah? So what we have done is basically we created the bits in Moodle, in LAMS that allows you to basically eventually make Moodle call LAMS and get the results and put them in the gradebook. Yeah? So the API, the communication on the LAMS side is ready to go. What we haven't actually done is basically create the Moodle bit that actually goes and gets it.
And of course we need the log files, because Moodle have a very good database with the log files.
But you can get that in here.
You can have in the log files of Moodle data about this separate LAMS activity or data about LAMS sequence.
You can actually see that, you know, I actually went and did a lesson, but it doesn't give you more than that, yeah.
Because a teacher that uses Moodle, he usually wants to know exactly
what they've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any questions?
It's great.
Yeah. One of the things that we want to do, and you know, Martin is very, that's Martin Yudugiyamas, I mean, has, I showed him this last year, at the end of last year, and he was pretty happy to see it happening. But he's pushing really hard with the Moodle 2.0, and he said, look, let me just finish that, and then we'll see how we, you know, integrate these two things. And one of the things that we want to do is we do not want to modify Moodle to sort of have LAMS in it, no. I mean, that is an optional thing, so if you want, you can actually do it, but it's effectively up to you. I'm not going to force Moodle to basically put our changes in there, because it's not, it, it doesn't. But for people that actually see the value of having this sequencing within Moodle, and that you know you can actually just do it directly from here, that could actually be something that it's of interest to them. So if not anymore, I think we can. Thank you. Now I think we